Good morning, everyone.
No, because we don't know.
It's late night.
It's late night. That's why good morning doesn't work.
Like, why does that feel weird?
Late night.
Late night.
Late night.
With Travis.
With Travis.
And Lowe's.
With Travis and Lowe's.
Late nights with Travis
and Lowe's.
Welcome to Late Nights with Trav and Lois. I am your host tonight. My name is Trav, and sitting right next to me is the most beautiful and splendiferous Lois. Say hello, Lois.
Hello, Lois.
You did that joke.
I did it.
Love it. How you been, my friend?
I've been good.
You look good.
Thank you.
It's nice and cold out tonight.
It is.
If, you know, I was like, hey, I hope it's real cold, and it worked. I love this podcast. Let's get into it. So, had an interesting week. It's been my birthday.
Oh, guys, this is birthday number 2 on the podcast.
Do you remember last week? Yeah. Last year's birthday?
Wasn't it your 30 sonnets?
Sonnets, yeah, yeah. Last year I wrote 32 poems.
Yeah.
One for each year of my life. I do this kind of thing. Like, I don't really celebrate my birthday like you'd expect with, like, you know, woo, birthday candles. Woo, go out your friends and celebrate. I like to be a little bit more reflective on my birthday. Uh-huh. It's been like the recipe that's kind of just done well for me over the past few years. And so last year, you know, I wrote those poems and I posted them on the internet. And then a year before that, I went on a vision quest.
That's right. A vision quest.
And it was great. This year, I stood in line at the DMV.
Oh. Happy birthday, number 33.
Number 33. Well-timed joke. Very, very slyly executed, too. I didn't see that coming. Okay. This year, I tried something called a sensory deprivation tank. Have you ever heard of this?
I've heard of this, yes.
Man, yes. I've heard of it, too. I was really excited for it. It turns out, sucked. It was the worst. I was not impressed.
Was it the quality of the place?
I think so. Like, right. Like when I arrived, it was kind of in the basement.
They give free massages to
you? I wish. So I tried the sensory deprivation tank, and then, you know, like every year, I did a series of photos. I like to take pictures of myself
on my
birthday.
That's
so
right.
I can remember
what you look like.
How far I'm digressing.
That's right. How much closer to old you are.
Closer to death. I try to capture honesty with the photo and try to like show what I am experiencing at the moment, because it's kind of like a record keeping experience for me.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, anyway, so the point is that I prefer reflection over celebration.
Uh-huh.
That is my gig, especially when it comes to my birthday, because a birthday is like this annual thing that marks an event that is, you know, like an anniversary of your inception into life, you know? Mm-hmm. And so in this case, instead of like being like excited for, you know, and like just going and partying, I want to like think about what brought me to this point and how it will inform what takes me to the next level.
How long have you been reflecting on your birthday?
Like doing this kind of like deep dive every year.
Yeah.
Maybe about 4 years now.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's kind of funny too, because my wife is like, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I'm like, well, first of all, I'm going to leave.
I'm going to leave.
And I'm going to go on a walk. And fine. She's like, well, how long do you need to do that? I don't know. I'm just going to go on a walk, and like whenever my vision comes to me, then I'll come home.
With a turkey.
With a And it's just funny because like, yeah. Anyway, so about 4 years, and okay. it's been doing well for me. And so what I want to do is talk about like the benefits of meditation or reflection, or just kind of like the benefits of this introspection.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
This is like the meat of the podcast now. We've been talking about
late nights.
What I do. Now I'm talking about why and how.
With Trav and Lowe's.
With Trav and Lowe's.
Let's do it.
So here's a short list of things that I was thinking about that are like benefits of meditation and reflection, okay? So the first one is that you're able to see clearly what leads to happiness. You look back over the time and you see like what leads to my happiness, what leads to my success, but also you want to look at the other things too. What leads to my failures?
Mm.
What leads to me being a stressful person?
Okay.
And taking stock of those things is going to be really beneficial when you're moving forward.
Mm.
You can be aware of the triggers. You can be aware of like how to enact happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing, and this is like just how you build knowledge in general, is that taking the time to reflect allows you to relate the new knowledge that you're gathering on top of prior understandings.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to build and solidify the knowledge that you're gaining every day just by taking moments to reflect. And now I'm basing this conversation off of saying like one day a year,
yeah,
I do this ultimate like reflection retreat. But like the truth is like a consistent reflection is appropriate.
Yeah.
Whether it's daily meditation, whether it's like a weekly go to, you know, your place of worship and just kind of like do that kind of reflection, whatever you need,
mm-hmm.
is taking the time out to like put the noise aside.
Right.
And kind of dive in. So, here are more benefits. Applying specific strategies to novel tasks. So you have a new problem.
Mm-hmm.
And meditating on that problem will allow you to see how you can apply different strategies to that problem.
Okay, yeah, I like that one.
Mm, yeah, it's a good one. Here's another one. Understand your own thinking and your learning strategies.
Yeah, that's super important.
You become more, how do I actually work inside?
Yeah.
And meditation will reveal that to you. If you're just running from task to lesson to lesson, you're never going to be able to like make it applicable to like learn your method of learning.
Yeah, like what's spinning those gears inside?
Right, exactly. Mm. Okay. Another one is that you can transform your experiences into genuine learning about individual values and goals and about larger social issues. So like, what am I experiencing now? How does that work into the person that I want to be?
Hmm.
What am I doing every day? Does that add up?
Mm-hmm.
And what is my place in the larger world around me?
Hmm.
And again, when you become more aware of these things and being reflective, it works against the perpetuation of stereotypes. We talked about unconscious bias
mm-hmm.
a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
This is how you overcome those things, right? By raising your awareness of social structures surrounding you, you can become aware of what your place is and what you think about things and really become face to face with, are your thoughts and are your reactions to things appropriate? Are they founded on, these unconscious biases, or are they founded on truths?
Yeah.
Being reflective and meditative on who you are, where you stand in the community and society, and on what your goals are, these actually increase the likelihood that you'll remain committed to the good things that you choose, like the goals that you put upon yourself. Being reflective on them all the time makes it more likely that you'll actually come through with them,
mm-hmm.
like reinforcing your commitments.
When you meditate, do they arise more often, or do you have to actively meditate on that?
Okay. Yeah, I believe in active meditation.
Okay.
Like pick something and focus on it. Meditation is not about emptying your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being purposeful with your mind.
Right.
It's about learning to focus your mind. Okay, so just like in summary, basically, reflective practices and meditation is really kind of a way of studying your own experiences to improve the way you work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you and I and the people who listen to this podcast as thought professionals, right? We're thought workers.
Yeah.
So it's very useful to us, right? For people who want to carry on learning throughout our lives, this act of reflection is a great way to increase confidence and become more proactive and like a qualified professional.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely recommend it. Here are a few tips. You want to hear a few tips about meditation?
I'm ready for tips.
Okay. So in my research of finding tips and things, I was like, what would be good next in this, you know, section of the podcast? Like, oh, I need some tips.
Yeah.
So I'm looking on the internet. I'm typing out tips for meditation, right?
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
So there's this really good site that was just like really great. Had 20 practical tips. It's in like, the link is like in the description of this podcast. But here are a few that I really liked.
Okay. Cool.
One of them was meditating with a purpose. And we just talked about this, right?
Yeah.
So, beginners must understand that meditation is an active process. The art of focusing your attention on a single point is hard work, and you have to be purposefully engaged.
Mm. Yeah, focusing on one thing is hard.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Meditation has this like weird reputation where you kind of have to like, you're like, oh, empty myself and don't think about anything. And like, if thoughts creep into you when you're trying to meditate, you're failing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem with new meditators. That's a problem with me a lot, that like, before I kind of understood the purpose and mode of meditation, that like, I would get annoyed that like thoughts were actually coming to me when I'm trying to empty my cup. You know what I mean?
right.
Well, the truth is that meditation is not about being empty. The meditation is just about being present.
Uh-huh.
And being honest and accepting of the thoughts that do come to you.
Yes.
I was in this meditation session at, like, did I tell you that we have a meditation group at work?
I'm sure you have a meditation group at work.
It's just cool. Yeah. We call it G-pause. Everything at work is with a G in front of it. But anyway, so so we get there, and then on Mondays it's guided, and then on every other day it's like just group self-meditation. Mm. But anyway, so the guide was saying something that really was awesome about a week ago. She was saying that, like, thoughts are going to come to you, and you don't have to judge them whether they're good or bad thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave them alone and watch them pass or watch them stay. Mm-hmm. Don't be caught up in judging them.
Yeah.
What good is that going to do to you?
You shouldn't be in my mind right now. I'm meditating.
Yeah, like oh, I can't think about Xbox right now.
Yeah.
I'm meditating. Just like if Xbox comes to you, just be like, oh, that's interesting.
Acknowledge it. Be like, hi, Xbox.
Yeah.
You are here.
Yeah. And then move on with life. You know, like, don't get mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, next one is experimentation. The next tip. So although, like, many of us think that, you know, this goes back to that thing about, like, meditation being, like, sitting, like, cross-legged with, like, your fingers pressed and, like, there's a bonsai tree and a candle. Like, that's not, you know what I mean? Like you can, like, meditate in different modes. Like, with your eyes closed, like sitting down in a chair, like sometimes laying, like, you know, actually sometimes when I'm doing my naps and I'm just not falling asleep, I'll just turn it into a meditation session. And if somebody's walking by and they see me, they're like, oh, Travis is sleeping. But I'm not. I'm wide awake. Yeah. I'm just being quiet and like letting
your mind
being
settle.
Still. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly right. Mm-hmm. And actually when I do get finished with that meditation session, even though it was supposed to be a nap session, nearly always I'm just as revitalized as if it were a nap.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the last one, I mean, there's 20 of these points, so go check out the link in the description, but the last point that I wanted to pull out was that you could generate moments of awareness during the day. So meditation doesn't need to be about, like, this scheduled moment where you sit down and close your eyes. Like, you can be doing whatever and just kind of, like, pause mentally and find your breath and say, where am I? Who am I? What am I about?
Mm-hmm.
And then just kind of, like, evolve that way.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be this thing where you have to sit on a pillow.
Right. And this one is to generate moments of awareness during the day. And this is this saying that we're not aware? What is awareness? Awareness is like literally what you said.
Yeah.
Who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
The opposite of being aware is being zeroed in on the problem or zeroed in on how you feel about something or zeroed in on whatever stress or conflict is in your life.
Okay.
When the idea of being mindful is just being, there's this guy named Alan Watts,
uh-huh.
who I just recently learned about. He was like a Zen spiritualist, and he talked about Zen spirituality, and he has this really great quote that I like that really kind of put this whole idea in perspective for me. He's talking about Zen spirituality, which involves meditation, but I want to kind of relate this more back to being mindful.
Okay.
He says, Zen does not confuse spirituality with thinking about God while one is peeling potatoes.
Okay.
Zen spirituality is just peeling the potatoes.
Okay.
Right? And leaving the argument of God aside, just putting this back to meditation and reflection, it's not about, like, I'm doing my work because I want to get a promotion. The idea is I'm just trying to do the best work I can right now.
Yeah.
And like that's kind of like the point of what I'm trying to say. So those are a few tips about meditation, but I want to share with you like an interesting experience I had sometime during this year, and then my reflection this week mm-hmm. brought this moment up again, and I just really enjoyed it.
Okay,
so
cool.
I want to share it with you.
All right.
So this is a long while ago. It was during the summer. I was walking down the street, and it was a busy road, and then there was a street sign on my left,
mm-hmm.
and there was this little bird, like a jay, a red-breasted bird.
Okay.
And it was like singing this really, really like beautiful song. And I stopped and I was listening to it and I was just thinking, oh, that's wonderful. And I pulled out my phone because I wanted to like record it.
Right.
And share it.
Right.
And I was like, I tried to open the phone, but like my text messages opened, you know, like I got the wrong app and I was fumbling with it and trying to like, and I was getting frustrated with it. Right.
Yeah.
Because I knew that I was killing the moment, right. Like fussing with my phone and that really bothered me. But then after that moment, another kind of magical thing happened and something like kind of elevated.
Mm-hmm.
The moment just kind of elevated and I wasn't even trying to make it happen. It transcended and I had the experience of being outside of that moment, like outside of the phone and the bird and even like me being myself. And I observed the moment kind of like outside, like for what it was, right?
Yeah.
So I was no longer Travis trying to fuss with my phone trying to capture a bird. Like the bird wasn't the moment anymore. The scene of this weirdo on the side of the road messing with his bit of technology and letting that scene of the bird pass him by was the moment.
Yeah.
It zoomed out. And for this instant, right?
Yeah.
It was just beautiful.
Yeah.
To see this idiot ruining the scene. That was the moment.
Yeah.
And I think that those moments come to you when you can be a little bit more mindful.
Mm.
And I just want to share that with you, kind of say that the world is going to be a better place if you're more reflective.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the simple truth of it all.
I like it. Tips for meditating. I'm curious to look at that link.
Thanks, man. I'm glad you let me kind of like express that. I don't know if I did it perfectly, but I think overall the sentiment came through. And
yeah,
all right.
I'm down with that.
So speaking of being mindful, we want to just kind of be appreciative of everybody who listens to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have the opportunity to share a comment that comes through on our iTunes, we do. And this one actually passed us by. I'm going to read one that passed us by because the reason I didn't catch it is because the listener is Canadian.
Yeah, so we got a tweet from this guy. Long story short, he said, "Have you been checking your reviews from other countries?"
Mm.
And I was like, "How do you do that?" And in iTunes, what we need to do is we need to go change our country of origin from United States to all the countries where we have listeners and see if there are any reviews.
I didn't know that, but you know, he did one better. He just took a screenshot of it and emailed it to me.
That's awesome.
So that makes it way easier for me. Anyhow, this is from David, David 419. Title of it is "You Guys Are Awesome." And again, he's leaving us a 5-star review in the iTunes store for podcasts. "This is the first podcast I've ever listened to, and it's all because of wanting more Travis in my life." It's cool that this is the first experience of all podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. "Since I've started watching Dev Tips a few months ago, I've noticed a drastic improvement in my ability to design and motivate myself to do great things. I like this podcast because it focuses on the philosophy behind being a creator and gives me the motivation to keep improving myself as a developer and also as a person. Great job, guys. Keep it up." I like that because, like, even though the entry point is something else, you know, like this is all about how Travin Loess, the podcast, the Late Nights podcast, helps him be a little bit more thoughtful. In an episode where we're talking about mindfulness, I like where he says, you know, that it focuses on the philosophy behind being a creator and gives him motivation to keep improving himself.
Yeah.
Which is something that a tutorial won't give you.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's true.
I really like that. So thanks a lot, David. Thanks a lot for supporting the show with your good ratings and your good comments. And to anybody else who's out there and wants to leave a comment, we will read yours in the upcoming episodes when we get them. And thank you for listening. Loess, good night.